Everybody, it's time now to turn our attention to high school football action tonight, the last game of the regular season for the Fall City Tigers. Tonight, the Tigers on the road out at Raymond Central. Fall City, one win on the year. Raymond Central, three wins on the year. Both teams, the first-year head coaches, trying to establish a program. You know the story. The Tigers, they're very young, and they have been very beat up the last few weeks, putting a lot of new players in new places. They're a little bit more healthy tonight, but still short on numbers. Again, it's the final regular season game for Fall City tonight. I had a chance to visit with Coach Jack Banger of the Tigers this week. We'll get his thoughts on the season so far, about some things the Tigers need to do in the future to make improvements, and about tonight's game with Raymond Central. Stay tuned to visit with Coach Jack Banger of the Fall City Tigers coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day, starting at 8 a.m.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Tiger coach Jack Banger as Falls City gets ready to wrap up the season tonight out at Raymond Central. Coach, coming off a pretty good performance last week against a very good Auburn team. 35-9, the offense moved it up and down the field a little bit. The defense really had some shining moments last week.
Yeah, I think, our time in practice, I'm a big believer that you practice special teams, you practice defense, you practice offense. And really, I'm the offensive guy, and I probably should take more time for the offense. But, you know, when you're starting out with a young group of guys, it all starts defensively. That's where effort can pay off, and you can really, you know, make some headway with some young kids because they can cause problems. Where offense is just so technical, it takes more time to get that clicking. I think that practice schedule that we have has paid off. Our special teams have not killed us this year. They've been solid, and we've been able to do what we need to do. So I think it's just a matter of preparation and keep working and keep teaching, and these kids' effort has been phenomenal. So they're a really fun bunch to coach, for sure.
And as we talk about the game tonight, we'll do that in a moment, but with wrestling coming up, basketball coming up, you got track, you've got baseball, you got all these other sports. Can you work the kids during the winter? I mean, not work them, but I mean, can you be with them, continue to teach them throughout the school year, or is that just kind of a no-no?
Well, the NSAA has a rule. You can't have more than seven with a coach. But like last year, what I would do is that in middle school, you're unlimited. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is we've really turned our program into a 7-12 program, where before they were kind of separate. So what I usually do, or what I did last year in the off season, is I usually give them a few months, and then we start coming in the mornings before school for like 30-40 minutes and working on footwork and the basics. Now, last year, we started at ground zero. This year, you know, we're going to have some film to look at. A lot of the things we can take beyond just the bare bones basics, mm-hmm. especially with some of the older guys, and looking at our offensive playbook. Now that they've run it for a year, I think, you know, in the off season we can really do some things. We have to stay within those rules, but once summer starts, then we can do pretty much whatever we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a camp and things like that. So I think, you know, from year one to year two, I would expect to see quite a bit of growth, especially with the amount of freshmen and sophomores we have, if we can keep them healthy. And the big question is, can we increase our weight room participation? Because last year it wasn't great. We need to have, you know, our team averaging 75-80% of the days in the weight room to compete with the Auburns and the Lincoln Christians. And that's just something that it's a culture change that takes time.
Mm-hmm. And you can't burn the kids out on it either.
That's right. That's right. We want to make sure that it's still fun. And that's why I try to give them some months off and let them go do basketball and all that stuff. And then really coordinate with the other coaches so we're not, you know, overdoing it. Because they're still kids.
Mm-hmm. I know it's been a struggle at times this year just on a numbers basis. And there have been more injuries, not just to your team, but all over the area this year. I've seen more kids getting injured and missing games, it seems like, in a long time. But, I mean, when we're doing the Fall City game on Friday night, you're waiting until Friday morning to give me a list of who's probably going to start because of injuries and things. That's had to have been a special challenge this year.
It is, and I think, you know, one of the things that people don't realize, you know, it's not like the 1970s and 80s where you went and played football, then you went and played basketball, and you really didn't do much else.
Mm-hmm.
The athletes now are so much, especially at the elite programs, are well-conditioned. They're doing things to make themselves big. It's like this at every level, at college level, the NFL level. They're just bigger, faster, and stronger because the science behind athletics has gotten better. And it's trickled down to high school. So if you're at a school that's not doing those things, the chances your kids are going to get hurt go way up. And I've kind of had to explain this to parents. They're like, well, why do we have to lift? And I'm like, look, because everyone else is. And while every school may not do it, and we might be okay playing them, we're going to get assigned schools, you know, like a Lincoln Christian, for example, or some of these bigger schools, God forbid, an Aurora. Those kids are bigger, faster, and stronger, and they're going to hurt you, because not because they're playing dirty, but because they're doing the things that need to be done to compete, you know, for state championships. And so I saw this at South High. You know, we didn't have families with a lot of resources. They didn't have the nutrition programs. And when we would go play a team like a Miller North or, you know, an Elkhorn South, I mean, those kids were high-level, highly trained athletes because of the things they had available.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing is in Fall City, I think we can get there, but it's really a culture change to understand that, yeah, if you're going to do these sports, these other kids are doing these things, and we have to compete at that level, you know, to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not like years back. I mean, you didn't have to work out in the weight room all summer long because a lot of the rural kids were out throwing hay bales and things like that and getting stronger all the time. Don't do much of that anymore.
100% right. And I was one of those kids.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize I was one of the last, you know, of that generation because, you know, kids don't throw hay. They don't clean bins anymore. I mean, they're driving tractors if they are a farm kid, and they've sold all their cows, so the stuff that caused physical work is gone. And so now it's cell phones and basically truck drivers. And so it's a different world that we're in. And, you know, there's still a few out there that are feeding animals and stuff, but not on the level that we were even 20, 25, 30 years ago when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's definitely different. And here's the thing, lifting weights is just a different ball game. I mean, you're targeting muscles, you're getting faster and stronger and bigger, and it's just basic physics. If something's going fast and it weighs a lot and it hits something that's not going fast and doesn't weigh a lot, it usually is bad for the smaller one.
Now that we've proven, Coach, we're dinosaurs, let's talk about football. Raymond Central's coming in at 3-5. We think new coach. What are they gonna do to you tonight, or try to do?
Well, I think, you know, Coach Cove, he's got them playing well. I mean, they've improved every week, and unfortunately, we get them at the end of the season when they're probably, you know, playing about their best football. They've got really good speed at the running back position. They like to get on the edge. They're going to pull guards. They'll get like in a bunch formation and pull the guards around almost like a student body and try to get the perimeter on you, and then they'll counter off that. So we just have to be really disciplined. We have to have eye discipline on defense and stay home. Defensively, they're going to probably run a 3-4. They'll run a safety down in the box at times to give it like a, you know, almost like a, or a 3-5-ish look at times,
mm-hmm.
Depending on what we line up in. I'm not really sure how they'll play us, but they've shown a lot of different looks out of that 3-4, but I think we're ready for it. We've played two teams in a row now that run that defense, but they do some different twists off of it than Auburn and Lincoln Christian.
And you are hoping to get a few more kids back to this game tonight?
Yeah, maybe. We're looking at getting Blakely back at quarterback. He'll probably only play offense. He's coming off concussion protocol. We don't want him taking, you know, more hits. So I don't know how much defense he'll play. John Craig, not looking very promising for him. His knee's still pretty bad. Gavin Bauer, neither one of them could make it through. We're at Wednesday, so yesterday was Tuesday. They couldn't make it through the 12-step knee process. We should get some news on Kellen McAfee this week. He had an X-ray on his back. He might have a hairline fracture in there. So, yeah, we're still really banged up. But, again, these young guys played last week and played well, and I feel like we're going to put a team out there that can be competitive and get after it. So, no excuses from us. We'll just keep chopping wood and moving forward.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us tonight. Good luck in the ball game.
Hey, thanks, John. Take care.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We bid you good evening from Raymond Central High School. It's time once again for high school football here on KTNC. Tonight, the Fall City Tigers are on the road, squaring off with the Raymond Central Mustangs. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Very pleased to be seated alongside my good buddy Tom Bartek. Tom, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Randy. We've got a gorgeous night for a game, don't we?
Oh, we sure do. It's going to be nice out there. Perfect for the fans. A lot of them are sitting here in shirt sleeves right now, T-shirts.
Isn't that something?
For the 21st of October. Who would have expected that? But a couple of teams here, when you look at their season records, Tom, less than stellar performance in terms of win-loss record. Nothing lacking here in the way of effort by either team, but they just really haven't been able to put together much success in terms of wins. Fall City, 1-7 on the year. Raymond Central at 3-5. So both of these teams looking to try and close out the regular season with a win here. There will be no playoff action for either of these teams.
Yeah, that's true. I think we'll see a pretty inspired effort, hopefully, by both teams, and especially maybe those Tigers there can get it going here a little bit, huh?
Well, they're huddled up over across the field. We're still a few minutes away from the opening kickoff. I think we're getting set for a national anthem here, so we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the offensive starters for both of these teams right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we welcome you back to Raymond Central High School, and I'll be honest with you, what happened here, the color guard faked me out on the timeout.
Gave
me a fake, and then they stood by for 2 minutes during that timeout. So now they're coming out and presenting the colors out here at the 50-yard line, and the Raymond Central High School band is getting set to perform our national anthem. So we'll step aside for another one-minute break, a one-minute timeout, and then we'll come back with a look at those starters here on KTNC.
Greetings, everyone, from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Hey, Bart, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Duggar?
It's harvest time!
You bet it is. Come to Farm and City Supply for all your needs this year. You can light up tonight with our new selection of LED lights and light bars. Great prices, new product. It's really nice. You got to come check them out. Also, remember, for all your roller chain, bearings, sprockets, and hubs, for anything that breaks down, we've got a good line of oil and lubricants here in stock, so Farm and City Supply for all your harvest needs.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
For the tail end of our national anthem as performed here by the Raymond Central High School Band. They might be described as small but mighty, just 16 musicians out there, but they sounded real good in presenting that national anthem. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, the offensive starters for Raymond Central, they are 3-5 on the year. At center will be Kobe Den Hartog. He's a senior. The left guard is Caden Party. At the right guard is Tyson Morosi, both seniors. Left tackle, Lennox Starr, just a sophomore. At the wide receiver, Dawson Potter is a sophomore. At the tight end is Reed Otto, also a sophomore. So a lot of young people up on that front line for Raymond Central. In the backfield, the other wide receiver, Isaac Fredrickson, kind of a wingback wide receiver. He's a senior. Quarterback is Ryan Stover, a senior. The halfback, Mason Kreichmeyer. Kreichmeyer is a senior. And the tailback, Kyle Peterson, is a junior. As we said, the Mustangs coached by head coach Tony Cobza, and they are 3-5 on the year. Offensive starters for your Fall City Tigers, 1-7 on the year, coached by head coach Jack Bangert. These are the lineup that we were given. Now, there may be some changes here because of injuries and people that have gotten better, but as we have it right now at center, Kemper Foster, a 235-pound junior. The left guard is Zane Ebel, a junior at 220. At the right guard, Derek Helmick, a 175-pound junior. Left tackle is Stephen Fields. Fields, 225 and a senior. At the right tackle, Brock Niefeld, just a freshman, 185 pounds. Wide receiver on the left side, Wyatt Oberding, 170-pound junior. The tight end is Jackson Strauss. Strauss is a senior at 185. In the backfield, starting at quarterback, we're told, will be Blakely Sells. He's a freshman, 160 pounds. He's been out injured, but they say he's going to get the start tonight. It'll either be him or we could see Tate Wilcox, a 160-pound sophomore, also as the signal caller. The running backs will be Daniel Hollins, 175 and a junior, and Robert Gilkerson, 178-pound junior. Now, the other wide receiver right now was listed as Mason Collier, a freshman at 165. We may see Tate Wilcox in that slot. We'll just have to wait and see when they line it up out here how the Tigers decide to go. High school football tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. John Nixon, along with Troy Nelson, is in Mound City, Missouri tonight. Missouri eight-man football, the Mound City Panthers, hosting the Rockport Blue Jays. That game's set to kick off at 7 o'clock simultaneous for that one. So that's what you can hear over on Sunny 101.3. And, of course, both games available free worldwide online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select either KLZA for our game or KLZA for their game or KTNC for ours, and you can listen free anywhere in the world. It appears that the Tigers are going to be kicking off to the Mustangs. Mustangs will be receiving and defending the goal to our right, moving from right to left. That will be from south to north. This is a north and south field. We're high atop the 40-yard line on the west side here. Well, Tom, can you pick up who our kicker is here?
Well, we're receiving and back deep.
We're receiving.
Back deep,
right.
We've got Strauss and I believe that's Hollins, but I'm not going to swear to that, Randy. I can't quite see his number there.
All right. Looks like lining up to do the kicking. Boy, difficult. He won't turn. There it is, 11. We got him now.
Yes.
Handling the kickoff for Raymond Central, Ryland Stover. Stover is the kicker.
Frederick is back there with Strauss.
Okay, waiting for the kick. There's a kick. It's going to be a short one. It's going to go out of bounds near the 20-yard line. So no chance of a return there for Fall City. Isaac Frederick was right over there wanting to pick it up, but couldn't get to it before it went out of bounds. And the Tigers aren't going to make him kick it over. They're just going to take the football and start out first and 10 with good field position. Just underway here at Raymond Central High School, Fall City Tigers. The Raymond Central Mustangs, Fall City will have the ball first and 10 at the 35-yard line after that kickoff went out of bounds. Quarterback will be Blake Sells. He'll put two wide receivers wide to the left side of the field. In the shotgun formation, two running backs set next to him. Sells takes the handoff, takes the ball, gives a handoff off to Hollins, I believe it is, into the middle. Very little, if any, gain. I'm not sure he even got back to the line of scrimmage.
Justin Rothwell, who's a big boy up there, defensive tackle, had him smothered right at the line of scrimmage there, Randy.
Yeah, that was Hollins on the carry. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. We're live from Raymond Central High School out here in the country, north of Raymond, just off to the southwest of Ceresco. We can see Ceresco from out of the press box here. All right, Tigers over the football. Sells calls his count. Fakes the handoff. He's back to pass. Sets up. Throws a pass over the middle. The pass is going to be complete. Daniel Hollins, I think, made the catch out here at about the 44, 43-yard line.
That was Strauss there, Randy.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your help. Jackson Strauss on the reception. Football is going to be at the 47-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers. So Fall City got the first down there.
That was a nice pass. Nathan Kreichmeyer in there for the stop for Raymond Central on the coverage.
Okay, once again, Sal sets them over the football. First and 10 now at their own 47-yard line. Has the snap. Gives it off. Running out here to the right side. I think that's Hollins again. And, boy, no place to go. The defense was there and just swarmed him.
Yeah, Jude Burton there had him in the backfield, and then he got away. And then, by golly, Caden Party kind of got him down there. About a 7-yard loss.
Big loss of 7 yards all the way back to the 40-yard line. Second down, 17 yards to go now. for the Tigers from their own 40. Wide receivers out to the left. Tate Wilcox is wide to the left. In a slot to the left is Mason Collier. Quarterback Sells has a snap. He's back to pass. Pressure's on him.
Oh,
we had some miscommunication there. He throws the ball out here to the right. Took a big pop in the backfield.
Wow.
No receiver anywhere in the area.
No one even close out there. Wasn't there, Randy?
Obviously a miscommunication here. Somebody was supposed to be running a flat pattern out to the right sideline. And all the receivers were either to the left or in the middle of the field on a slant.
Yeah.
Now here comes the flag after
right.
the officials talked it over. I was wondering how in the world that was not
right.
a grounding call.
Exactly.
And you can't fault Blakely Sells, the quarterback, because he obviously expected a receiver to be out in that area when he threw the ball, and there was just nobody there, even close. So, penalty yardage will back the football back even farther, back to the 30-yard line, and now we're going to have third down. Well, now look where the ball is and look where the down marker is.
Yeah, we're going to move that back. There we go. There we go.
Well, it's the last game of the season, gentlemen. You should have her down by now over there. Tigers with the football. Third down and 27 to go, I believe it is. Third down and 27 from their own 30. Back to pass is Sells. Throws it out to the left. Looking out there for Wyatt opening on the left sideline. The pass overthrown, falls incomplete, and it'll bring up fourth down and 27 from the 30, an obvious punting situation for the Tigers.
And good coverage by Jelinek out there for the Mustangs.
So, they'll come in to punt the ball away, handling the kicking. That's Tate Wilcox, I believe it is. He'll stand at the 13-yard line and wait for the snap from center. Can you pick up
Dawson Potter is back there for the Mustangs,
okay.
It looks like.
Waiting for the snap from center for the punt. The ball at the 30-yard line, a good snap. They'll get the punt away. Potter lets the ball bounce at the 40. It bounces inside the 35, rolls down to the 30-yard line, and rolls dead there. So a fairly effective punt there.
Yeah, pretty good roll on that.
They'll have it roll dead at the 30, and that's where Raymond Central will have their first possession of the football. They'll start first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. 10 minutes, 13 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Raymond Central. No score in the contest. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on KTNC Fall City. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Tom Bartek on the color commentary. Ryland Stover is the quarterback. He has a single setback in the backfield with him. These numbers aren't going to be as easy to read as I thought they were. There's a handoff running around the right side with the football is Fredrickson, and Fredrickson turns the corner for short yardage. Looks to have the football out shy of the 35-yard line. Got about three, I believe, on the carry. Should bring up around second down and seven.
Isaac Frederick there made a nice stop there. That looked like that was going to go farther than that. He came a long way across the field to make that tackle.
After a gain of three by Fredrickson, it's second down and 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 33-yard line. Dawson Potter comes wide to the left side. They've got a receiver set in a slot to the left. Shotgun formation for Ryland Stover. Stover has a snap. Turns, gives off to his running back. He'll try to run around the left side to get to the end. Can't. Turns it back inside. He'll be dropped across the 35 to around the 37 or 38-yard line. Looks to have a gain of about another five on the play.
Keegan Alexander, number eight on that stop there for the Tigers.
It'll be third down now and 2 yards to go with the line of scrimmage, the 38-yard line. The ball between the hash marks in the middle of the field. Isaac Fredrickson comes wide to the left side of the field. Dawson Potter goes wide to the right. Backs are stacked in the backfield behind Stover. Stover on third and two. Turns, gives off to his trailing I-back, who's out across the 40 and will have first down yardage. I believe that was Peterson. And he'll have the ball out just across the 40 to the near the 41-yard line, enough for a first and 10 for the Mustangs.
Caleb Zolkowski made the stop, but not until after a first down.
At the 41-yard line, first and 10 for the Mustangs. 8 minutes, 59 seconds to play here in the first quarter. No score thus far in the contest. Fredrickson comes wide to the left, Potter in a slot to the left. Single setback behind the quarterback, Stover. Stover has the snap. Gives off to that running back. He's got running room to the right side. Midfield to the 50, across the 50, the 45, the 40. Still on his feet inside the 40, down to the 35-yard line and taken out of bounds on the far side. The running back, I think Krakmeyer, carried the ball that time. And good pursuit over there, but they just couldn't get him out of bounds.
Wyatt Overding finally knocked him out. Good game there. Looks like Raymond Central's kind of content. You just pound the ball here a little bit, Randy.
Now the football is spotted at the 38-yard line of Fall City. Mustangs with the ball, spread set. two wideouts to each side of the field for Ryland Stover, the quarterback. He's back to pass, sets in the pocket, lots of time. Going to throw deep down the right sideline, just off the fingertips of his intended receiver down there in that dark corner. And his intended receiver was Mason Krankmeyer, couldn't quite get his hands on it.
Yeah, Wyatt Oberding was step for step with him there. That was a great pass, actually, right off
just
the fingertips.
Slightly overthrown. If that thing's a foot shorter, he's got a touchdown out of it. All right, back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 38-yard line. Stover is your quarterback. In the shotgun formation, he has a snap. Stover hands the ball off to Peterson this time. Kyle Peterson runs to the right. He's inside the 35, down around the 33 or 4-yard line. Looks like he got about 4 on the carry. Should bring up a second down, or third down, rather, and 6 yards to go. A
whole slew of Tigers in on that. Let me see. Getting off that bottom there is 64, who is Derek Helmick there, making the stop.
New line of scrimmage is at the 34-yard line. The football is spotted on the right side hash mark, the wide side of the field to the left here for Ryland Stover, the quarterback. Stover puts Isaac Fredrickson here to the near side, all the way to the sideline as a wideout receiver. Stover takes a snap. He's back to pass. He's going to throw out here to this side. Got it complete. Fredrickson makes a spin move. He's at the 20, on his feet at the 15. Broke a tackle at the 10, at the 5, and he's going to take it in for the touchdown. That will go as a 35-yard touchdown pass all the way in. And making the reception was Fredrickson. So 34 yards. We'll have to get that sorted out here. A 34-yard pass to Fredrickson. And the score coming with 7 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Now we'll have the lineup try for the conversion kick. And to try and kick it is Stover, the quarterback. There's a snap. The ball is down. Stover's kick is up. And the kick is good. And Raymond Central goes on top 7-0. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time for a scoring drive recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. A quick scoring drive took just 6 plays to go 70 yards. The 70-yard drive capped off by a 34-yard touchdown pass from Stover to Isaac Fredrickson. Stover kicked the conversion, and Raymond Central goes up 7-0. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Ball is going to bounce and be picked up at the 15. Who's got it?
Frederick. 20,
25. Frederick out to the 35-yard line. Frederick has the football. That's where they'll spot it. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Fall City Tigers, working from their own 35-yard line. Clock shows 7:39 to play here in the first quarter. Raymond Central scoring on their first possession. They put together a nice-looking 70-yard drive. Only took them 6 plays to cover it. The last 34 yards of that coming on a nice-looking pass play. It was actually a pass out here in the flat to the left, and he did a little spin move, kind of a Travis Kelce move, went around the defender and got down the sideline. All right, here come the Tigers over the football. Blakely Sells in the shotgun. Has the snap, rolls to his left. Here comes pressure. He cuts back inside. He's going to have to fight just to get back to the line of scrimmage. Not much room at all there for Sells.
No, didn't get much out of that. Looked like 55 there. And Colby and Hertog there making the stop for Mustangs.
Tom, the scary thing I'm seeing right now is the pursuit on the defensive line from Raymond Central. My goodness,
yeah.
They're in the backfield.
Yeah.
Almost before the backs can even get their feet under them or get the football.
They are penetrating and pushing that offensive line back.
And no gain on that play. A 2nd down and 10 now at the 35-yard line. Again, Sells. Running back set behind him and to the right. Sells calls his count, has the snap. Turns, gives off to his eye back. Nothing doing.
No.
Either Gilkerson or Hollins that time. That was Hollins. And Hollins is hit right at the line of scrimmage. Just barely got back to the line.
Yeah.
Maybe even lost a half a yard back inside the 35. It's going to bring up third down and a long 10 yards to go.
Caden Party had him there right at the line of scrimmage, and he went nowhere after that. It was a good tackle.
Well, the early assessment is it's going to be very, very difficult to run against this defensive line from Raymond Central. They just
big and athletic, it looks like.
Yeah, they don't want to give up a thing inside there. Let's see what Blakely Sells can come up with this time. That's Daniel Holland set behind him. Yokerson is flanked out this time. Half rolling to his right is Sells. Sells throws a pass out here. It's going to be complete. And making the catch on the near sideline is Wyatt Oberding. Oberding will be good for a couple of yards. Got the ball out to around the 37 is all, but it's still going to bring up fourth down and eight.
Dawson Potter on the stop there for the Mustangs. Short game.
Ball now at the 37-yard line. Fourth down and 8 yards to go. Punting situation. Tate Wilcox in to punt the football away. Back deep. To return it is Dawson Potter. Potter's going to stand at about his own 32, 33-yard line to wait for this punt. Wilcox gets the punt away, a low end over ender. It bounces at the 30, inside the 35, and rolls dead at the 33-yard line. No chance for a return there. It'll be first and 10 for the Mustangs, working from their own 33-yard line. 5:31 to play in the first quarter here at Raymond Central. 7-0 your score. The Mustangs leading Fall City Tigers.
Yeah, that football was awful close to hitting that Raymond Central running down the field there. It almost hit him in the back.
Well, the Mustangs don't seem to be real anxious to return those punts.
No.
Kind of staying away from it here, it looks like. All right, first and 10 for the Mustangs. Ryland Stover has a single setback behind him. I believe it's Kreckmeyer. As the snap turns, gives off to the I-back who runs out here to the left. He had a little bit of running room, and then he's going to be wrapped up and taken down after he got out across the 35. That was Kyle Peterson carrying football.
No, Isaac Frederick had a hold of him. It looked like he was going to break that to the outside, but Frederick was able to hold on to him.
So now the football is spotted at the 38-yard line. Second down, 5 yards to go for the Mustangs. Clock running, 5:05 to go first quarter. If you're just checking in, it's 7-0. Raymond Central on top. Stover is the quarterback. That's Kyle Peterson. Will set on his left hip this time in the backfield. Trips to the right. Three wide receivers to the right side of the field. Hand off to Peterson. He'll run to the right. He tries to turn the corner. 45, midfield 50, across the midfield stripe and driven out of bounds. Somewhere just into Fall City territory and around the 48-yard line goes Kyle Peterson.
And Zolkowski and Oberding again over there to knock him out of bounds, but not until a pretty good gain.
Yeah, they say he stepped out at the 49-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10 for the Mustangs now at the Tiger 49. Ryland Stover comes over to the sideline to pick up the play from head coach Tony Kobza. Tony Kobza, very helpful this week in our preparation for this. He's not only the head football coach, he's also the athletic director here at Raymond Central. First down and 10 at the 49-yard line of the Tigers. Raymond Central with the football. Stover in the shotgun formation. A man comes in motion. Stover's back to pass. Here's pressure. Going deep downfield just over the intended receiver. Boy, another one that was so close. That one downfield intended for Isaac Fredrickson. I believe Fredrickson was the intended receiver on the other one that was overthrown on the right side.
Fields was in the backfield, though, putting a lot of pressure on him on that play. I think he had to get rid of that a little earlier than he wanted to. Wasn't able to step into it there. And
That's twice that Ryland Stover has just missed Isaac Fredrickson by inches. Just overthrew his receiver again. Second down and 10 yards to go with the 49-yard line. Fredrickson comes to the near side of the field. Single setback is Peterson back in the backfield next to Stover. Stover has the snap, fakes a handoff. He wants to run. He's going to be hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Big defensive play by the Tigers.
That's McAfee back there, and he's just getting back into the lineup after being injured. That was a nice tackle in the backfield for a loss of about four, it looks like, Randy.
Loss of 4 yards. The football is spotted back to the 47-yard line is where they'll mark it. And it'll bring up third down and 14 yards to go now. Third down and 14. Fredrickson back onto the field. And it'll be Kyle Peterson lining up in the backfield with him. Wide receivers to the left here are Potter and Fredrickson. Potter in the slot to the left. Fredrickson is the wideout. Two wideouts to the right also. Handoff goes right up the middle to Kyle Peterson. He's on his feet at the 40, at the 35, accelerating at the 20, the 10, and he's going to take it all the way for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was the 47. That'll be a 53-yard run.
Wow.
53 yards
on the carry.
Ball City kind of sent a blitz in there, and boy, he called a perfect play for that there. Just kind of opened a hole, and boy, he went about untouched all the way to the end zone, now, Randy.
Kyle Peterson, a 53-yard touchdown run. The score comes with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and just like that, it's 13-0. Now here's Ryland Sober to try and kick the conversion as we wait for the snap. The ball is down. His kick is up. It's plenty long. And the kick is good, and our score goes 14-0. Raymond Central on top with 3:45 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by to see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Western Witten Falls City.
6 plays, 67 yards on that drive. Here's the ensuing kickoff. The ball is going to be picked up at the 17, across the 20, the 25, out to the 30, and brought down at about the 33-yard line. Was that Frederick?
That was Frederick.
Yes, Frederick on the return. That scoring drive, 6 plays, 67 yards, a 53-yard run by Kyle Peterson. Conversion was kicked good by Stover. Puts it 14-0 at the 3:45 mark of the first quarter. The scoring drive recap, again presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, it's early in the ball game, Randy, but I kind of got a feeling that Fall City just got to have some kind of drive here.
Well, they got to get together something here. Going here. Tate Wilcox goes wide to the left side. Mason Collier sets in a slot to the left. The back set in the backfield behind the quarterback, Blakely Sells. Sells in trouble, going to be hit and sacked for a loss back at the 29-yard line, and that one was doomed from the start again. The defensive line is in that backfield so quickly that there's no chance for the offensive backs to do anything there.
Jude Burton on the stop there. He's a big linebacker out there for the Mustangs.
Lost back to the 29-yard line, Tom, of about four, so we're going to be looking at second down and 14, almost 15 yards to go now for the Tigers. Split to the right side is Tate Wilcox, and a slot to the right is Mason Collier. Two wide outs to the left also. Shotgun formation for Blakely Sells. Sells has a snap, wants to throw. Dumps the ball over the middle. The pass falls incomplete. Nearly intercepted there at the 24-yard line, but it'll fall to the turf, and it'll bring up third down and 14.
Well, Sells had a little more time on that play, but they had a little miscommunication with the receiver. Not even close to him.
Well, they'll mark the ball back to the 29, is where they'll put it. And a reminder, tonight over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon and Troy Nielsen are in Mound City, Missouri for Missouri 8-Man Football. The Panthers are hosting the Rockport Blue Jays. Had a chance to see them last Friday night. All right, here come the Tigers over the football. Sells has the snap, wants to throw. Oh, he's going to throw deep down the field to the left, and the pass nearly intercepted down there.
Yeah.
Was that Strauss?
Strauss was the receiver, and Isaac Fredrickson there for the Mustangs was there to
Fredrickson,
knock it down.
Fredrickson had a pretty good shot at interception there.
Yeah.
Couldn't come up with it. So the Tigers once again find themselves in punting formation, the line of scrimmage at their own 29-yard line, in to punt it away. That's Wilcox?
Yes.
Tate Wilcox stands at the 14-yard line.
We got Dawson Potter back there to return.
Potter's been the return man. He hasn't wanted any part of returning him so far.
No.
This is a spiraling punt that's going to bounce out of bounds near the 45-yard line. About the 46 is where they'll mark it, and that's where Raymond Central will begin another drive just outside their own 45-yard line with 2:44 to play here in the first quarter. The Mustangs leading the Fall City Tigers 14-0. Peru State College Game of the Week coming your way tonight here on KTNC. The Bobcats celebrating their Hall of Fame game tomorrow afternoon in the Oak Bowl. That should be a beautiful setting tomorrow afternoon, late October. Quarterback is Ryland Stover. Set next to him is Kyle Peterson. Stover calling a starting count.
trips to the right, gives the ball to Peterson. Peterson tries to cut inside. He's hit, wrapped up, and going to be dropped for a loss on the play. And that time the Tiger defense stood up and got to Kyle Peterson before he could get free around that right side.
Yeah, he was slowed down there by Derek Helmick there, and then Frederick came in and made the stop.
So a loss of a yard on the play puts the football back to the 45-yard line. It'll bring up second down, 11 yards to go now for the Mustangs. Clock running, 2 minutes, 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Wide receivers to the right are Peterson and Fredrickson this time. Quarterback, Ryland Stover, has one running back set next to him. Stover calls his count, fakes a handoff, throws the ball over the middle. Pass complete at the 40, at the 30, down near the 20. He's going to point into the end zone on the corner. Isaac Fredrickson. And let's see, our line of scrimmage was a 45, so that will be a 55-yard pass, and that went to Isaac Fredrickson for the touchdown. Isaac,
beautiful pass.
Yeah, Isaac has his second touchdown catch of the evening here. The other one was for 34 yards. Now we'll line up quickly. Boy, they go in a hurry here for these conversions. Ryland Stover will kick it, waiting for the snap. Ball is placed. Kick is on the way. The kick is up. The kick is good, and our score goes 21-0. Raymond Central, with a minute 57 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn.
That drive, two plays, 54 yards, a 55-yard touchdown pass from Stover to Isaac Fredrickson. Fredrickson's second touchdown catch of the night. Stover added the conversion, and it's 21-0 with 1:57 to go here in the first quarter. Here's the kick, going to be picked up at the 15, out to the 20. 25, 30, still on his feet, across the 30, 35, to the 40. Going out to the left, midfield at the 50, on the return. Tiger return man has the ball inside the 35-yard line. On that return for the Fall City Tigers was Isaac Frederick.
Ryland Stover made that touchdown-saving tackle over there on the sideline for the Mustangs.
Isaac Frederick looked for all the world like he was going to be tackled here at about the 35-yard line, and he got free and then angled out to the left sideline and got another good chunk of yardage. And this is the best field position the Tigers have seen by far. They're going to set up shop offensively.
Yeah, we have a horse collar on that tackle, Randy.
Oh, and that's going to head on to the end of the run. And now the Tigers are really going to be set up in good shape here. Important if they capitalize on this. They're going to have the ball first and 10 at the 20-yard line. That's where they'll start, at the 20 of Raymond Central. And you just got to get some points out of this. Blakely Sells is the quarterback. Tate Wilcox sets to his right. Or is Wilcox a quarterback now? That may be Tate Wilcox, quarterback.
That's still
okay. Sells. Passes complete to Mason Collier on the right side. Collier turns it upfield. He fights inside the 20, down near around the 17-yard line. Mason Collier, 165-pound freshman, going to have a gain of about 3 yards on the reception and put the ball to the 17-yard line, where it'll be second down and 7.
Kreichmeyer on the stop there for the Mustangs.
You know, I start to feel a little bit old, Tom, when I look at these rosters and I'm remembering when a lot of these players were born. Mason Collier's grandmother, Susie, was working for me when he was born about 15 years ago or so. Ball is spotted at the 17-yard line, a minute 5 to play here in the first quarter. It's second down and 7 for the Tigers. Sells has the snap, throws out to the left, passes complete. Again, it's Collier. Collier this time is fighting his way down close to first down yardage near the 10-yard line. I'm not sure if he got quite to the first down marker. They
marked him short.
Yeah, they stopped him short, but he'll have another gain of about 3 yards. So it's going to bring up third down and a long 3 yards to go now. Tigers working quickly here. 38 seconds to play in the quarter. Blakely Sells hands under center this time with a single setback behind him. Sells calling his starting count on a quarterback sneak, trying to get that first down yardage. They're trying to push him forward. He's close to the 10, but I don't think they got him there. It looks like they're going to mark it just short.
About a yard, about a half yard short, it looks like, Randy. Of course, they're in four down territory here.
Well, of course. We're down to 14 seconds to go here in the quarter. They may let the time expire and come back and see what they can do in quarter number two. When we return, it's going to be fourth down and one at the 11-yard line for the Tigers. There's the end of the first quarter. After one period of play, Raymond Central 21, Fall City 0. We're back in 1 minute on the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Welcome to today's episode of The Three Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a neat show of sportsmanship during the break here at the quarter. The Raymond Central cheerleaders came over and joined the Fall City cheerleaders all in a little circle here on the track, and they're doing a couple of cheers together. So that's kind of fun to see things like that happen.
Yeah, it is.
All right, back to live football action here. We're looking at a fourth down and one to go. The ball at the 11-yard line. It's on the left side hash mark now. Ball City now moving from right to left, from south to north. Blake Sells under center, calling his starting count. Fakes the pitch, rolling right, wants to throw. Throws the ball, it's going to be complete for the touchdown. Who got it?
Jackson Strauss did.
Jackson Strauss for the touchdown. An 11-yard touchdown pass to Jackson Strauss, and the Tigers are on the board. Jackson Strauss catching that one 11 yards out. Opening play of the second quarter, the score coming with 11:55 to play here in period number two.
That's a nice thrown catch out there.
Now we'll have the try for the conversion, see who our kicker is.
55. That is
Chase Simpson.
Chase Simpson.
Ball is down. Simpson's kick has plenty of length. The kick is no good, wide to the left. And our score now goes 21-6 with 11:55 to play in the second period. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time now for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. That Tiger score took four plays to cover 20 yards. A touchdown drive capped off with an 11-yard touchdown pass from Blakely Sells to Jackson Strauss. The conversion kick failed, and the score now goes 21-6 with 11:55 to play here in the second period. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Well, we've got a telephone down below us here listening into the stream.
I'll be darned.
Here we go. End-over-end kick is going to be fielded at the 25. Out across the 30, return man to the 35, nearly knocked out of bounds. Still staying in bounds near the midfield and now taken out around the 46-yard line. Their own 46 is where they'll say he stepped out of bounds. It'll be first and 10 there.
That was Ty Hollinsworth there for the Mustangs, and knocking him out with Tegan Alexander there for the Tigers. Going to get awful good field position here, Randy, at the 46 of Raymond Central.
Mustangs will start there. They lead it 21-6, 11:48 to play here in our first half. Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer, back at our studio. Aaron, you might take a look at that feedback that's coming back to us down the line, my friend. First down and 10 now at the 46-yard line. Ryland Stover calling the count, has the snap. He'll keep it himself and come to his right. Turns the corner to the 45, midfield the 50, and taken out of bounds near the 45-yard line. Close to first down yardage. I think he's going to have it and be inside the 45.
Yeah, Gilkerson ran him out of bounds there, but looks like a gain of about 11 on that, Randy.
Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer back at our studios. Aaron, we're getting a reverb back to us down the line here, my friend. Ball is spotted inside the 45 at the 44-yard line. First and 10 now for the Mustangs. Stover has a single setback behind him. That's Kyle Peterson this time. On first and 10, Stover takes the snap, gives off to Peterson running the right side. He broke a tackle and fights inside the 40. He's down near the 38-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 6 on the carry.
McAfee holding on to him there for the tackle.
Put the ball now at the 39-yard line. Call it second down and 6 yards to go. 11-19 to play here in the second quarter. First half, 21-6 your score. Raymond Central with the early lead on the Fall City Tigers. Quarterback Ryland Stover has Kyle Peterson set to his right. Double tight end set this time. Back to pass to Stover. Stover throwing deep. He's got a receiver at the 15, the 10. And tackled inside the 5-yard line was Reed Otto, the sophomore receiver. A touchdown-saving tackle down inside the 5.
Yeah, Tate Wilcox made that tackle.
They'll mark the ball at the 5-yard line is actually where they say the knee touch. So it'll be first and goal at the 5 now for the Mustangs. Clock running, 10:49 to go in the first half. Ryland Stover is your quarterback. Sets in the shotgun formation at the 5-yard line on first and goal. Waiting for his snap. Stover has the football. Gives the ball off to his running back, who's hit and dropped in the backfield for a loss on the play. Great job getting in there to get on to Kyle Peterson.
Steven Fields shot through there to make that stop. Randy, that was a nice tackle.
Football is spotted at the 8-yard line is where they mark it. Second down and goal at the 8 after a loss of about 3 there. Good defensive effort on the part of the Tigers on that first down and goal. So, second and goal at the 8. Quarterback Stover has Peterson set behind him. No, he's going to go hands under center this time with an eye formation. Peterson in the top of the eye. Fake the handoff, wants to throw, now running to his right is Stover. Stover's going to be wrapped up and dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. Maybe even lost another yard.
Yeah, Wyatt Oberding wasn't fooled by that. Made a nice tackle there.
This Tiger defense has kind of found their stride down here when they got deep in their own territory.
Had a little momentum after they scored, huh?
Third down and 8 now at the 8-yard line. There was no gain on that carry. Let's see what Stover comes up with this time. He's going to set back in the shotgun formation once again with Peterson sitting on his left hip. Stover calling his cadence. He has a snap, fakes to Peterson, wants to throw. Looking into the end zone, the ball is deflected and knocked away. Great defensive effort on the part of the Tigers.
Daniel Hollins made the stop there. That was nice. He was covered real well in that end zone.
It was a slant pattern coming in from the left side across the middle. They were going to try and dump it into the end zone from 8 yards out, and Hollins was there to deflect the pass, knock it away. It falls incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth down and goal from the 8-yard line. And now we're going to have Stover trying a field goal here from the 15-yard line. It'll be a 25-yard attempt for Ryland Stover. Now we're going to have a timeout taken. We'll step aside. We'll take a 30-second timeout on KTNC.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day starting at 8 a.m.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
9 minutes, 16 seconds to play here in the first half, 21-6. Raymond Central on top. The Mustangs about to try a 25-yard field goal. Ryland Stover to kick it. The ball will be spotted on the hash mark on the right side of the field. at the 15-yard line. Here comes the 25-yard attempt. Waiting for the snap. The ball is placed. Stover's kick is up. Plenty of length. He got the distance, and it's good. He got it through there. Ryland Stover with a 25-yard field goal makes it 24-6. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Ryland Stover, who just hit the 25-yard field goal, is teeing the football up at the 40-yard line now, getting set to kick it away here for the Mustangs. 9:11 to play in our first half. 24-6 your score. Here's Stover's kick. Driving end over ender, fielded by an up man, and then bobbled, picked up at the 25-yard line and dropped it about the 26 on the return there.
Oberding,
Wyatt Oberding.
Yeah.
Oberding tried to field that one. He dropped it. He got away from him. He had to run back and pick it up. Then all he could do was run laterally over toward the right side and got dropped just outside the 25-yard line.
Wyatt Svoboda was downfield to make that tackle for the Mustangs.
9:06 on the clock to play here in the first half. Our score 24-6. Raymond Central leading the Fall City Tigers. Fall City will set up shop and begin this drive first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. Lakely Sells, who returned from injury, is in at quarterback. Wide receiver to the left side. And also Mason Collier, I think, split wide right. Now in motion goes Wyatt Oberding. He sets in a slot to the right. They turn, give it off to the running back. Running to the right side is Hollins, and he has nowhere to go. Hollins is going to be dropped for a loss on the play. And well, I'm telling you, this defensive line is just winning the battle at the line of scrimmage for Raymond Central.
Yeah, that's a big difference there, Randy. 24 was in there. Ty Hollinsworth there to make the stop, but there were about three of them in the backfield there.
So now the football, after a loss of about three on the play, the ball is spotted back at about the 18-yard line, even though it says the 13 down there on the scoreboard. They're messing with us here, Tom. At the, actually, that football's out across the 20.
They've got at the 23 or
23. There we go. All right. They're going to set with a shotgun formation, two running backs back there. Out to the right, the pass is caught and hit immediately. Did he drop it?
Yeah, he dropped it.
Yeah, it looked like we had a reception out near the 25-yard line, but it falls incomplete.
He got hit hard. That's number 8 there, Wyatt Jelinek. Big stop there, knocked it loose for the Mustangs.
So now it's going to be 3rd down and 13 yards to go with the football spotted at the 23-yard line on the right side hash mark. A wide receiver comes wide to the left side of the field here for the Tigers. That's Tate Wilcox. Two wide outs to the right side. Single setback in the backfield, I think, is Hollins. Quarterback, Blakely Sells, has the snap. Sells gives it off to the running back coming around to the left and nothing doing, nowhere to go. The pursuit is just all over Daniel Hollins before he could even get any speed build up.
Ty Hollinsworth again on the stop for the Mustangs.
Daniel Hollins took that handoff, came from right to left, but no chance at all of turning the corner. There were no less than 4 blue jerseys over here waiting for him. So it'll be a punting situation. Tate Wilcox to punt the ball away for the Tigers. Tate will stand at his own 5-yard line to wait for a snap. Can you ID the deep man if he turns towards
that
you?
That is...
There's Wilcox's kick.
Number 8.
Bounce at the 40, the Fall City 40, and then it's going to roll dead at about the 48-yard line of Fall City. So Raymond Central will begin this offensive possession in Tiger territory inside the 45-yard line. Clock shows 7:24 to play here now. In our first half, the score 24-6. Raymond Central leading your Fall City Tigers. Tonight's Peru State College Game of the Week being presented here on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM in Fall City.
It looks like they're marking it at the 44 there.
All right. Ryland Stover with a single setback. Kyle Peterson behind him. Stover has the snap. Back to pass. Here comes the pressure. He got hit, got away, throws the ball over the middle. The pass is going to be complete. Running out to the left side, turning the corner inside the 40. The receiver taken out of bounds near the 42-yard line. May have been Fredrickson. They've got a 19 and a 10. The ball is going to be marked. Where are they going to put it? Inside the 40.
Well, let's see. We've got some discussion going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they haven't placed the ball yet. It's still clear across the way inside the 40. The referees, I don't see a flag anywhere.
I don't see a flag. Oh, there is one down there, Randy. There is a flag down there at the 41. He's picking it up now. Man, we'll see. Oh, they're going to wave it off, though. So.
Yeah, there really wasn't a flag after that. That was the fictional flag there. The ball's going to be spotted inside the 40, down around the 38-yard line of Fall City. The clock stopped there with 6:59 to play. Now they've started running again in the first half, 24-6 your score.
My guess with the screen pass was maybe a lineman down the field they were talking about there.
Raymond Central with a spread set formation, two wideouts to either side of the field, a single setback, Kyle Peterson in the backfield behind Ryland Stover in the shotgun. Stover hands it to Peterson. He's hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage, and good defense there on Kyle Peterson by the Tigers.
Kellen McAfee looked like he was shot out of a cannon on that. He was back there to meet him right when he got the ball.
You have to wonder how that works. Sometimes that Tiger defensive line can look so strong right there. There was nothing doing. You weren't going to run anywhere on those Tigers on that play.
And Kyle Peterson there came limping off the field a little bit there, Randy. It looks like he's
okay.
A little gimpy on the sideline.
Loss of 2 yards on the play. The ball is just outside the 40-yard line now, where it's third down and 6 yards to go. Ryland Stover's under center with two backs behind him in the I formation. Stover calling his cadence. Has the snap. No, they snap it straight back. Running to his right is Stover. Looking downfield, he's going to keep the football at the 30, inside the 30, down near the 27-yard line. Think what they did there. They crossed us up by putting a man up under center and then snapped it back to Ryland Stover. So that was a bit of a, almost like a wildcat type.
Yeah, he saw an opening there. It looked like he was wanting to throw the ball, but that wasn't open, so he just tucked it and ran, got enough for the first down. McAfee got the stop there for the Tigers, but not till he picks up a first down.
New line of scrimmage is at the 28-yard line, first and 10 for the Mustangs. Stover. In the shotgun formation, Peterson set to his left, receiver set to the left. Stover has the snap, gives the ball to Peterson running off the right side at the 20, inside the 20. He dropped it about the 18-yard line.
That actually was Wyatt Jelinek. I think Peterson still kind of, that 8 looks a lot like that 9 does, Randy.
Okay, we got an 8 in
it. Was Jelinek.
If you can tell the difference between an 8 and a 9 out there, you're cheating with binoculars. Here we go. 5 minutes to play in the first half, 24-6. And you're right, in the backfield right now is Jelinek.
Yeah, Wyatt Jelinek.
Jelinek sets in the backfield behind the quarterback, Stover. Stover has the snap. He sets. He's going to throw into the end zone, and the pass is going to be complete for the touchdown to Reed Otto. Reed Otto made the reception. The line of scrimmage, we're in the 18-yard line, I believe we were.
Yeah.
So, that will be an 18-yard touchdown pass to Otto. And that pushes our score now to 30-6. This score coming with 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first half, second quarter.
Stover lined up to kick it. They don't waste any time on that.
Well,
right.
They sure
there's
don't.
A snap, and it's up, and it looks like it's good, Randy.
All right, it's good. That pushes our score then to 31-6. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Farm Bureau Financial Services presenting the scoring drive recap. 5 plays, 44 yards, capped off with an 18-yard touchdown pass from Ryland Stover to Reed Otto. Conversion was good by Stover. The score is 31-6 with 4:41 to play here in the first half. Stover to kick it away from the 40-yard line. Again, picked up by the Epps man. That's Overding, I think.
Yep.
At the 30. He's out across the 35. Into the open across the 40, the 45-yard line, and now he'll be stood up straight at the 45. So not a bad return there by Wyatt Overding as he gets it out to the 45-yard line, and that's a reasonably good starting position here for the Fall City Tigers. They trail now 31-6 with 4:32 to play in the first half here at Raymond Central.
Whole host of Mustangs in on that tackle, Randy. Just he never got them to the ground there, but they stopped the forward progress and blew the whistle.
Ball just across the 45, out at the 46. Wide receiver comes to the left side of the field here. That's Tate Wilcox. Two wide outs set to the right. Mason Collier is the wide out far to the right side. Quarterback Blakely Sells has a man in motion coming to the left. Sells looks left. Flags are thrown. They blow the play dead.
Yeah.
That'll be a procedure penalty against the Tigers, and it'll cost them 5 yards.
Yeah, had a few linemen jumping on that play.
So after a chance to start with reasonably good field position here, first and 10 around their own 45, immediately a flag is thrown, backs them up 5 yards, and now you're looking at first and 15. Not very many successful drives can start out that way, Tom.
No, Tigers are struggling a little bit on the ground there.
Down to 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half at Raymond Central High School. Your score, 31-6. Fall City trailing the Mustangs of Raymond Central. Tigers now facing first down and 15 yards to go. The ball at their own 40-yard line. Taking a long time in the huddle here, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of got a feeling about wondering about a delay of game here. They're going to have to hurry. You get a gut feeling when it's just been too long here.
Yeah.
Blakely Sells has two running backs set next to him in the backfield this time as he takes the snap. Sells has the snap. He's back to pass. Pressure coming. Dumps it off on a screen pass over the middle and hit immediately the receiver after a gain of a couple out to about the 42-yard line. Making the catch there for the Fall City Tigers was, I'll get him for you, Isaac Frederick.
Ty Hollinsworth made a quick recovery there on that screen pass and made the tackle there, a short gain.
Now they got about two on it, so it's still going to bring up second down now. 13 yards to go, the ball at the 42-yard line. Inside of 4 minutes to play here in the first half, clock running, 3:53. Tigers break the huddle and come over the football. Tate Wilcox comes wide to the left side. Set in a slot to the left is Mason Collier. Quarterback, Blakely Sells has the snap, gives off to the running back. That's coming to the left side is Isaac Frederick, and Isaac Frederick just can't get to the corner. He's going to be taken out of bounds, way out of bounds, right at about the line of scrimmage. I don't think there's any gain at all on the play for Isaac Frederick.
Reed Otto made the stop. You're right. He ran about 30 yards, but it was all lateral, Randy.
Maybe a half a yard gain, not any more than that. The ball now between the 42, nudging up toward the 43-yard line. It'll be third down and still 13 yards to go. They need to get it down to the 44 of Raymond Central for first down yardage. 3.5 minutes to play here. They've stopped the clock, 3:34 to go with the play going out of bounds. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play tonight. Tom Bartek alongside here on KTNC. Glad you could join us for the broadcast. Wide receiver coming to the near side to the left. Quarterback. Blakely Sells has the snap, drops into the pocket. He's going to hang it out to the right side. The pass falls incomplete.
Blakely just had no time back there.
He was
set up.
Looking over there for Wyatt Overding, but Overding had no chance to get to that ball. He had to throw it way before he wanted to.
They're having a hard time keeping those linemen, and that was a linebacker coming in to make that hit on Sells that time.
Well, you don't want to point fingers at anybody. I'll never do that, but it's obvious that to be successful, you have to win that battle at the line of scrimmage, and right now that's just not going well for the Tigers. This defensive line is pretty well dominating the line of scrimmage. Punting situation, Tate Wilcox stands at his own 28-yard line to punt it. Waits for the long snap from center. He gets a good snap. Wilcox will get the punt away with no problem. A low driving punt that bounces inside the 35, rolls it down to the 25, and it'll roll dead right there and be touchdown. Just outside the 25-yard line, no chance for a return for the Mustangs. They'll take over their first and 10 with 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the first half. Mustangs leading at 31-6. I want to remind you that this is the Peru State College Game of the Week coming your way here on KTNC. We mentioned Peru State, home game tomorrow afternoon. I believe that's a 2 o'clock kickoff, the Hall of Fame game. I always enjoy going back to the Hall of Fame game. Here we go.
Should be a nice day for it, Randy.
Should be. At the 25-yard line, first and 10, Raymond Central. Quarterback Ryland Stover has one running back set next to him, Kyle Peterson. Trips to the left, looks to the left, throws a pass complete. Caught at the 20, down the sideline, the 25, out to the 30, and dropped there after a gain of about 5 yards on the reception. It'll bring up second down and 5.
Holland's on the stop there for the Tigers.
I believe that was Otto that made the reception.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So they'll mark the ball at the 30-yard line, second down, 5 yards to go. Spread formation again, two wide receivers to either side of the field. Stover sets in the shotgun formation on second and 5. He has the snap, gives off to his running back right up the middle. All kinds of running room for Kyle Peterson. He'll have first down yardage and then some. Clear out across the 40. To around the 42, I think, is where they're going to mark it.
Yeah, Holland's on the stop there again for the Tigers.
Actually,
Peterson must have shook off that little injury he had, Randy. Yeah. He's back in now.
Actually, they mark it out to the 43-yard line. A big gain. It'll be first and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 43. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to play here in the first half. The clock is running. 31-6 is your score. Reed Otto is the wide receiver to the right side of the field. Kyle Peterson is the running back, set on the left hip there of Ryland Stover. Stover calling his cadence. Has the snap, he wants to throw. Throws a slant, ball is knocked away. Good defensive effort there by the Tigers.
Yeah, Holland made a nice play, stuck his hand in there to knock the ball away.
That looked like it was a sure reception, and Holland just punched the ball out of his hands as he was trying to put it away.
He sure did.
Good defensive play. So the incompletion brings the ball back to the 43-yard line, brings up second down and 10 yards to go. Incomplete pass stopped the clock with 2:06 to play in the first half. Raymond Central leading 31-6. To the near right side comes Isaac Fredrickson. Reed Otto also in the slot to the right. Quarterback Ryland Stover has the snap, wants to throw. He's going to throw down the right sideline, looking for Fredrickson at the 30. 25, broke the tackle, and now drug down near the 20-yard line. Not a bad job of recovering there for that Tiger defender to get back and get after him. Tate Wilcox for a nice catch and nice pitch and catch down the right sideline.
Yeah, he threw a nice pass on that.
They finally connected on one of those. You've been wondering. They had a couple. They just barely overthrew the receiver, and that time they connected. Ball is now at the 19-yard line, first and 10 for the Mustangs. A minute 46 to go in the first half, clock running. 31-6, Raymond Central leads it as Ryland Stover sets up in the shotgun formation. Fredrickson now splits out wide to the far side, to the left side of the field. Kyle Peterson sets in the backfield next to Ryland Stover. Stover has the snap, keeps it himself. He'll run up the middle. He's fought his way down near the 15 and then gets thrown back. Looks like he'll have a gain of about 4 on the carry. They'll spot the ball between the 15 and 16-yard line.
Olverding with the stop there.
Mark the ball at the 16-yard line, a gain of 4. Bring up second down and a long 6, almost 7 yards to go from the 16. Fredrickson goes wide to the left. Stover has Peterson set next to him. Wide to the right is Mason Kreikemeyer. Stover waiting for a snap, he has the ball. Stover wants to throw the football. Now he rolls to the right, looking into the end zone, and overthrows the intended receiver. The pass will fall incomplete with 46 seconds to play here in the first half.
Yeah, he was pretty well covered there by Fredrickson on the sideline, Randy. He didn't have much opening there at all.
What's all that talking about? I don't see a flag anywhere. The referee was having a lengthy conversation with the line judge here. Apparently, no flag thrown, so third down and 7, line of scrimmage at the 16-yard line. Stover and Peterson in the backfield in the shotgun, a wide receiver to the left side of the field. Stover calling his cadence, long count, has the snap. Stover wants to throw, throws the pass complete out to the left side, caught by Isaac Fredrickson. Fredrickson's going to be wrapped up and dropped short of the first down yardage. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation as the clock continues to tick here at 34 seconds, 33 seconds. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Raymond Central. 31-6, Mustangs lead it with 34 seconds to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City,
Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Mustangs are up 31-6 with 34 seconds to play here in the first half. It looks like they're going to line up and try for another field goal. They hit one earlier from 25 yards out. Ryland Stover is the kicker. This one will be spotted at the 20, so they're going to try a 30-yard field goal. Yeah. He had plenty of length the last time, so let's see what they can do here. 30-yard field goal attempt coming up for Ryland Stover. We wait for the snap. The ball is placed. The kick is up. It's got the length once again, and the kick is good from 30 yards out. The score goes 34-6. Raymond Central with 29 seconds to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Farm Bureau Financial Services recap, a 75-yard drive that ends up with a 30-yard successful field goal by Ryland Stover, his second field goal of the evening. Here's the kickoff, picked up by Oberding at the 30. Starts to his right, broke a tackle. He's out to the 35, to the right side, line the 40. He's the 45, the midfield, the 50, and then taken out of bounds in Raymond Central territory inside the 45-yard line. We'll see where they say he actually stepped out, but only 20 seconds left with which to work here in the first half for the Tigers.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to mark it right on the 45, Randy.
Oberding fielded that at the 30. Got a real nice 25-yard return down the right sideline before being knocked out of bounds there at the 45-yard line. Ryland Stover, a 25-yard field goal, and now he followed that up with a 30-yard field goal moments ago to put Raymond Central up 34-6 here with 20 seconds left to play in our first half. Be sure and stay with us for the Highland Community College Halftime Show, presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Fall City comes over the football, first and 10 at the 45-yard line. Blakely sells in the shotgun formation. Wants to throw the football. Drops back. Going to put a little floater that's intercepted at the 40. Down the left sideline, the return man. Flag is thrown as he's brought down at about the 48-yard line of Fall City. And a flag is thrown in on the play, but that was after the interception is when the flag came.
Number 17, Wyatt Svoboda on the interception there. It's going to be a face mask or what they saw on this, Randy?
Looking for the man in the white hat here. He's in there among all the players right now, waiting for his indication. He's talking to the captain for Raymond Central. See what they say. 11 seconds on the clock while all this is happening here. No, it's going to be a holding penalty against Raymond Central. So that'll back them up. But they'll still have possession of the football. 15-yard penalty. 15 yards. Wow. Puts the football back to the 37-yard line of Raymond Central with 11 seconds to go. They're up 34-6. I have a feeling they're not going to just take a knee here. They're probably going to let things fly. Quarterback Ryland Stover puts two receivers to the left, one wide, one in a slot left. Stover has the snap. Flags are thrown as he hands off to his running back, Kyle Peterson. That took a second off the clock. Procedure penalty is going to be called against the Mustangs. So now we're down to 10 seconds to go here. Again, stay with us for the halftime show. We'll give you a complete rundown and recap of the scoring. Also try and get an update from Mound City if we can on that Mound City Rockport game. Tom, maybe you could share that, what's going on.
I do have that. Let me get my phone out, Randy.
At halftime,
we'll get a score.
Share our score with John also.
It's 6-0 Mound City at halftime.
Wow, low scoring contest. Expected to see a few more points in 8-man football there
yeah.
in Mound City tonight. I watched Rockport and South Hole last Friday night. Had them on the air on Sunny, and a real battle ended up 30-28. Missed a 2-point conversion to try and tie it late. Here we go, first down and 15 yards to go. The football at the 31-yard line with 11 seconds back on the clock. Ryland Stover calling his cadence for Raymond Central. Gives the ball off to Peterson, the running back. He comes to the right. Peterson is going to be dropped after a gain of 5 out to the 35-yard line. It looks like they're just going to let the clock expire, and that'll be the end of the first half. At the half, the Raymond Central Mustangs leading the Fall City Tigers. Our halftime score, Raymond Central 34 and Fall City 6. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime show on KTMC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Raymond Central. This halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
At the half, the Raymond Central Mustangs leading your Fall City Tigers 34-6, our halftime score. Let's take a look at the scoring and how it transpired in the first half. Raymond Central got on the board on their first possession. They put together a 6-play, 70-yard drive, capped it off with a 34-yard touchdown pass from Ryland Stover to Isaac Fredrickson. Stover kicked the conversion. It was 7-0 Raymond Central. Later in the first period, 3:45 to go first quarter, a 53-yard touchdown run by Kyle Peterson topped off a 6-play, 67-yard drive. Stover again good for the kick. And it went 14-0, Raymond Central. Still in the first quarter, just inside of 2 minutes to go, 1:57 showing on the clock. Stover got a pass complete to Isaac Fredrickson. Fredrickson's second touchdown reception of the night, this one for 55 yards. Stover kicked his third consecutive extra point, made it 21-0. Then the Tigers came battling back on the first play of the second quarter. An 11-yard touchdown pass that went from Sells to Jackson Strauss. That topped off a 4-play, 20-yard drive. The conversion was wide of the mark with the score 21-6, Raymond Central. At the 9-11 mark of the second quarter, Ryland Stover came out and kicked a 25-yard field goal to make it 24-6. Then at the 4:41 mark here, left to play in the first half, Stover connected with Reed Otto for a touchdown from 18 yards out. That's Ryland Stover's third touchdown pass he threw tonight. Otto caught that one. It topped off a 5-play, 44-yard drive, made it 31-6. And then with only 29 seconds to play in the first half, Stover stepped up again, this time hitting a field goal from 30 yards out. That topped off a 75-yard scoring drive for the Mustangs to make it 34-6.
That's where we stand at halftime, 34-6, Raymond Central leading the Fall City Tigers. This halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout. Check in with your local weather forecast. Should be a great afternoon for a bye week for the Huskers tomorrow. We'll check in with your local weather, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime. That's what's coming up. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Frontier Bank in Fall City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Fall City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Fall City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Valuber. We'll continue to have that nice warming trend into the upcoming weekend with highs in the 80s. We will see breezy southerly winds in the forecast out ahead of our next system that will be bringing with it showers and thunderstorms late Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms continue for the beginning of the work week and will cool down into the low 50s behind the system by Tuesday. Clear skies, mid-50s, south winds 5 to 10, Saturday sunshine 83, south winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Saturday night, clear skies and 62 for your low. Wind still very breezy out of the south. Sunday, mostly sunny skies. Low reach a high near 83 with south winds gusting up to 45. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 78.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster goes the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back once again to Raymond Central High School. It's halftime. The Raymond Central Mustangs leading the Falls City Tigers 34-6, our halftime score. And again, that halftime update from Mound City. The Mound City Panthers leading the Rockport Blue Jays 6-0 at the half. John Nixon has the call for you on that one over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Well, big news on the playoff front here. The Johnson Brock Eagles have advanced in the playoffs. They picked up a big win of 58-22. Over the Wausau Vikings yesterday afternoon in Johnson, and as a result, they move on to the round of 16. They'll be on the road traveling all the way to Dundee County Stratton, and that high school is located in Benkelman, Nebraska. Now, a lot of our listeners are probably saying, where the heck is Benkelman? And I've been there before, believe it or not, but Benkelman is in the extreme southwest corner of the state of Nebraska, down near where Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado all come together. Looks to be about 50 or 60 miles west of McCook, down near the Kansas border. So a pretty good drive, some 300 miles plus from Johnson to get to Benkelman, more than a five-hour drive. That game is scheduled as an afternoon ball game. It will kick off at 3:30 Central Time. So that's what we're concerned about, 2:30 Mountain out there. We'll be in the Mountain time zone. It's not often we travel to another time zone, not since my Peru State days we've been doing that. But it will be a 3:30 kickoff, pregame at 3:10. That'll be coming up next Friday afternoon, and you'll hear that game on Sunny 101.3 and, of course, worldwide at mscsports.net. You know, Tom, I travel around a lot of high schools, and I make note of the various things you see. They pick out their school songs, and I was over at Del Rodell the other night. They use On Wisconsin. A lot of people use the Michigan Fight song. I think Johnson Brock maybe is Hail Varsity. They play it a lot anyway. I just was figured out that the school fight song here at Raymond Central is a Grand Old Flag.
Oh, is that right?
That's what they play a patriotic tune. Everybody stands up and claps their hands.
Oh,
and that's, I wondered why they kept playing that song over and over. I heard it about three times after scores, and the Grand Old Flag is their school fight song here, apparently.
Wow.
Apparently, because that's what they stood up and
played
to, so that's what they played a lot.
That is a little unusual.
Yeah, back to the playoffs. We know we're following Johnson Brock on Friday. Now you may ask, well, okay, what are you doing with the other signal? Honestly, we don't know yet. We have to wait and see how all these games play out tonight. There are several possibilities. The Auburn Bulldogs, so we've got playoffs starting over in Missouri with the eight-man schools. And no, we haven't overlooked the six-man schools that are playing in the playoffs. They may possibly be advancing also next Friday. So we're going to have a lot of options. We'll take a look at it. We'll know a lot more after tonight. And just as soon as we get the information on what we're going to do for the other side of the playoffs, I'll be putting it up both on my Facebook page and on the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page, so you can pick up that information there. Right now, though, we're going to step aside for another two-minute break here from Raymond Central. Our halftime score, the Raymond Central Mustangs 34, the Falls City Tigers 6. And you've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Show. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day, starting at 8 a.m.
Is it time to buy or sell?
How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Raymond Central High School. It's halftime. The Raymond Central Mustangs leading the Fall City Tigers 34-6 at the half. Again, the update we have from Mound City. The Mound City Panthers up over Rockport 6-0 at halftime. That game over on Sunny 101.3. Well, Tom Bartek, the Huskers with an open date tomorrow. They have the bye, so we'll have no Husker football on KTNC. We will have the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday afternoon as they face the San Francisco 49ers, and you'll hear that live on Sunny 101.3. We have the Chiefs on Sunny and the Huskers on KTNC every weekend when they're both playing, in addition to our high school coverage, which proves once again that Sunny 101.3 and KTNC are indeed your stations for football coverage around southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri, and it's a real pleasure for us to bring you all of those games. They put some more time up on the clock. We had a parents' night celebration before the game with the football players. Now we're having a parents' night celebration with the band members, cheerleaders, and what have you, so they put some more time on the clock. We'll step aside for one more two-minute timeout and be back with third-quarter action. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back live to Raymond Central High School. Some of our listeners wondered exactly where Raymond Central is located. We're on Agnew Road. If you take Highway 77 north out of Lincoln, like you're going to go out to Ceresco, before you get to Ceresco, about 3 or 4 miles south of there, you turn west on Agnew Road, go west 5 miles, and there we are, Raymond Central High. From the press box, we can see Ceresco off to the northeast of us here. You can see the water tower and the elevator before it got dark, and we can see the lights of Ceresco. I think I can see Ernie's lit up over there, I believe. after they put 3 minutes up, they turned around, finished their parents' night, and you know what? They put another 3 minutes up.
They sure did.
Because they're not done yet with their parents' night. So they're stretching this thing out, and they're going to take another 3 minutes. They just keep adding 3 minutes to the halftime. So we'll step aside and take one more two-minute timeout. We're giving our buddy Aaron Wisdom a workout back at KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Greetings, everyone, from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Hey, Bart, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Dougie?
It's harvest time.
You bet it is. Come to Farm and City Supply for all your needs this year. You can light up tonight with our new selection of LED lights and light bars. Great prices. New product is really nice. You got to come check them out. Also, remember, for all your roller chain, bearings, sprockets, and hubs, for anything that breaks down, we've got a good line of oil and lubricants here in stock. So, Farm and City Supply for all your harvest needs.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, as a matter of an explanation, they put up 3 minutes, let it run for a minute, took it off, and started the ball game on us. So, Ball City kicked off, a return on the kickoff out to the 35-yard line, and that's where Raymond Central takes over first and 10. Here to describe your third quarter, a play-by-play is Tom Bartek.
Raymond Central got the ball at their own 35, first down. Back at quarterback still is Stover. He's in the shotgun, hands the ball off to Frederick there around the right side, and he's going to pick up close to 10 yards on that. We'll see where they mark it. Going to be just shy of that. They're going to be second down and one.
Daniel Hollins on the tackle, got him around the ankles as he ran by and dropped him there at the 44-yard line. Just underway, 11:29 to play here now in the third quarter.
Raymond Central out of the huddle quick there. Oh, Stover back there. The shotgun again behind him is Kyle Peterson. Man in motion, hands the ball off to Peterson on the right side, gets away from one tackle, and then just gets smothered.
Great defensive pursuit there on the part of the Tigers. The first man to get to him was Wyatt Oberding, and then Oberding had help also on the stop from Derek Helmick.
Threw him for about a two-yard loss here, going to bring up third down now and about 3 yards to go for the Mustangs.
Oberding slowed him up just enough that Helmick could come in and lower the boom on the tackle.
Yeah, a couple of them put a pretty good hit on him. Got two split out to the left for the Mustangs here. Third down and three. Just started here in the third quarter. Stover back in the shotgun. Calls a snap. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Looks left. Throws the receiver and gets him there down the middle of the field there. And finally brought down, but not till a big gain there, down to the Falls City 29-yard line.
Tate Wilcox over on the tackle for the Tigers. Also in on the stop was Falls City's Wyatt Oberding.
Isaac Fredrickson on that grab. That was a nice pass and catch there by the Mustangs. Fredrickson gets up a little gimpy, but it looks like he's gonna come on out for a play here.
Mustangs coming right down the field again here, Tom, to start this third quarter.
Stover back in the backfield along with Peterson there. Still in the shotgun. Three receivers here to the right in close. One split out to the left. There's a snap. Fakes the handoff, takes the ball himself up the middle there. Stover gets a nice gain of about 8-9 yards on that first down.
Holland's there on the tackle. Also in on the stop once again was Derek Helmick. Helmick, 195-pound junior, pretty active in there defensively in the center of that defensive line for the Tigers.
Sure is. Going to bring up second down now and 2 for the Mustangs. Looking over to the coach for the play. Break the huddle. Stover going to go under center here on this play. 2 in the backfield, Peterson in the back, and in front of him is number 6 there for the Mustangs. Hands the ball off to number 6, who I better get a name for along with that, Randy. That's Mason Kreichmeyer. He runs the ball up the middle, and they're going to pick up a first down.
It was Jackson Strauss on the tackle that time for the Tigers. Strauss made the stop.
That's 6-7 yards on the gain. They're down to the Tiger 14-yard line, first down.
9 minutes, 9 seconds to play, third quarter, 34-6, Raymond Central on top.
We've got a receiver split out left and right for the Mustangs. Stover again under center there. Calls the snap, hands the ball off to Peterson around the right tackle. He's going to pick up close to 5 yards. Looks like, well, he's still going there.
Yang tackled a lot of people in on that one. Caleb Zulkowski in on the stop that time. Isaac Frederick also in on the tackle.
Going to mark him down at the 7-yard line. Looks like it's going to be second down and about 3 for the Mustangs.
I believe Tate Wilcox even got in on the action a little bit. Several Tigers tugging at him there trying to get him down.
Second down, we're going to call it a long 3 here for the Mustangs. On their first drive here, the second half, Stover back in the shotgun again. Peterson to his left. Calls the snap count there. Fakes the handoff. Takes himself around the left tackle there and is spun down after a short gain.
Well, he tried to turn it back inside, and there waiting for him once again was Helmick. Boy, he's active. Derek Helmick wrapped him up and didn't just bring him down. He threw him to the ground.
Picked up maybe a yard on that.
I got the impression Derek Helmick's in a bad mood.
Third down and 3 here now for the Mustangs. 7:40 left here in the third quarter. Under center again is Stover. Calls a snap count. Hands the ball off to Peterson up the middle there. He cuts out to the right side and gets around and gets in for the score. 7 yards on that run there for Peterson there for the Mustangs. Puts our score at 40-6. Raymond Central here on their first drive of the second half. They get out again. They've done all game here with they get lined up awful quick for this extra point here. Stover back to kick. There's the whistle. Waiting for the snap. And he snaps it. It's down. And there's the kick, and it is blocked. McAfee in there, looks like, to knock that ball away there. He was in on top, almost took it off the tee there for him. Wait a minute, looks like the referee is talking, making sure we don't have a penalty on this play. Let's see if they're going to make a call of some sort. I don't see a flag down, Randy.
Well, they're coming over here to explain to the coaching staff.
Looks like they're going to call
it. Tony Cobes wants an explanation of what happened.
Well, they signaled a procedure penalty there against
the defense.
Looks like they're going to line up and try this again here.
They didn't like the procedure they followed to block that, apparently.
Well, anyway, lining up again for the extra point is Stover. And it's right through the middle of the uprights here. So we go to a score of 41-6 here, and we'll be back in 30 seconds here. You're listening to KTNC Radio.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. A 6-play, 65-yard drive capped off with a 7-yard touchdown carry by Kyle Peterson. The Ryland Stover kick the conversion, makes the score 41-6, 7:34 to play here in the third period. Again, the scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
I think the loneliest person on the field here is the punter for Raymond Central here, Randy. They haven't had to punt yet. Every time they scored, there's Stover to kick the ball off again, boots the ball down the right side, picked up by Fredrickson at about the 18-yard line. And he's going to get stopped, and they're going to mark it about the 30-yard line there for Falls City, where they'll take over first and 10.
And he's tackled by the entire roster for the Mustangs. Actually, in there to lead the stop for Raymond Central was Hollinsworth. Ty Hollinsworth, the first man to him, but then there were no less than four or five additional defenders had a piece of him before they went to the ground.
First down, Falls City here, 7:07 left. We should have a running clock now, Randy, here starting out with the lead at 35. Back is Sells to take the snap there. Hands the ball off he gets away from that. That's Hollins there. And still going to get about a yard loss on that play. He ran a long way, but didn't go anywhere.
Jude Burton had him dropped, or we thought, for a loss of 5 or 6 yards. He got away and ended up with Wyatt Svoboda. Got the final tackle on him and got him off his feet.
A 1 yard loss on the play. Going to bring up second down and 11 for the Tigers at their own 29-yard line. Split out here to the left is Frederick and Wilcox. Sells calling the snap, hands the ball off to Hollins again coming around the left side, and he's going to get stopped for very little gain on that again.
Well, a great pursuit there on the part of the Mustangs by Colby Dan Hartog. Dan Hartog was lined up on the left side defensively, circled around the blocker, and came up from behind to make that catch coming from left to right.
No gain on the play for the Tigers. Going to bring up third down and 11.
You know, that's some pretty good footwork there for Dan Hartog to come across the line of scrimmage on the left side of the football, come around and make the tackle from behind.
They're quick up front. We got two receivers split out to the right for the Tigers. Third down and 11. 5:40 left here in the third. Sells calling the snap. Gets it, fakes the handoff to Hollins. Rolls out right. Looking for a receiver. Going to tuck it and run. And going to pick up a nice game, but it's still going to be short there of a first down.
Taken out of bounds on the far sideline by Ty Hollinsworth once again. It was Hollinsworth running him out of bounds in front of the Tiger bench.
Going to bring up fourth down now, and we're going to say 3 yards to go.
5:13 to play here in the third quarter, 41-6. The Raymond Central Mustangs leading the Falls City Tigers.
Tigers in the huddle here now. I got to think they're going to punt this away, but no, we're going to, I guess at this point they figure we're just going to have to go for it here and try to make some plays happen. Sells back in the shotgun, two receivers split left, there's a snap, Sells rolls left, throws to a receiver, and he makes connection with him there. Frederick's got the ball, knock him out of bounds, but picked up a first down on that, Randy.
Well executed pass play out here to the left side for the first down yardage. Making the tackle was Hollinsworth once again. We've been calling his name quite a bit. Also over on the stop was Wyatt Svoboda to finally get him out of bounds, but it took four defenders, three shots at him to get him stepped out of bounds here in front of the Raymond Central bench. Nevertheless, a nice completion, first down yardage for the Tigers. Ball now at their own 47-yard line, first and 10.
Fourth down attempt was successful. Sells back in backfield, two in backfield with him, two split out to the right. Oh, we got some movement. We're going to see who it's on. Looks like they're going to call it on defense on Raymond Central. So they're going to mark off 5 yards and make this first down and 5 yards to go here.
I can tell you the Raymond Central fan base sure got excited over an offsides call on their team. They were fired up over here until they realized what the ruling was.
There's the snap. Hands the ball off to Hollins around the left side. There's going to be no room. He's shoved out of bounds.
Reed Otto, the first man to hit him, and took him out of bounds here right at about the line of scrimmage. I think no gain.
Let's see. They're going to even mark that. Maybe
they end up
putting it down. Going to mark it about a yard loss on that. So second down now and 6 for the Tigers from the Raymond Central 49-yard line.
Running clock, 3:30 to play, third quarter, 41-6. Raymond Central with a 35-point advantage and the running clock.
Hollins behind Sells in the backfield. We got three receivers split right. Calls a snap. There it is. It's low. He's looking for a receiver, and he's got one open there, but a little overthrown there to Wyatt Oberding on that right flat area.
Well, if Oberding comes down with that, he was certainly well covered because Wyatt Jelinek and Mason Krakemeyer were both there with him, and Oberding might be just about as well off that he didn't catch that one.
It'll be third down now and six for the Tigers. 2:56 and running. Going to make things go a little faster with that running clock, Randy.
Ball on the near side hash mark at the 49-yard line now in Raymond Central territory. Tigers work from our right to left, from south to north here at Raymond Central.
Tigers break the huddle. Holland's in the backfield along with Oberding there. Sells in the shotgun there. Calls the snap count. There's the snap. Hands the ball off to Hollins around the right side, and he's going to get just a short gain on that, if any.
Mason Krakemeyer was the first man to grab him, and then two or three other defenders came in. Krakemeyer, a senior, left side linebacker, was waiting there in the hole to make the tackle.
I got to think, Randy, if we went for it back there at our own 40-yard line or so, we're going to go for it again here, the Tigers are.
Well, why not? You're trailing 41-6. You're in their territory at the 49-yard line.
Fourth down and six for the Tigers. They're in the huddle, kind of taking their time here a little bit. Break the huddle. We're going to have Hollins and Oberding in the backfield. Two receivers split out to the left. Sells calls the snap count. There's a snap. He rolls. He's backing up. A little screen pass to Hollins. He cuts left there, but good defense there by the Mustang.
Mason Krakemeyer on the reaction. He wasn't fooled a minute by the screen pass, and he was there to make the tackle on Hollins, dropping him at the 49-yard line, which was the line of scrimmage.
No gain on that. So Raymond Central is going to take over on their own 49-yard line, first and 10.
I think you're in luck. I think they're still going to stay with their original offense. So you're
we don't
still
have to start looking up a lot of new people, huh?
And you're still looking at Stover in their quarterback. Clock is running down to near 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. We have a running clock here at Raymond Central, 41-6. Mustangs on top.
Mustangs break the huddle. Peterson, the lone back in the backfield with Stover in the shotgun. Three receivers split to the right here. Calls a snap, hands the ball off to Peterson around the right side there. He's going to get knocked out of bounds after about a five-yard gain.
Tate Wilcox came over and knocked him out of bounds here on the near sideline after that pickup.
Going to mark the ball, it looks like, at the 45-yard line of Falls City. Going to be second down and about 4 yards to go, 30 seconds left here in the third quarter.
That's right. It doesn't even stop when they go out of bounds.
No. I think they may have to run one more play here before the end of the third, though. They break the huddle. Stover in the shotgun. Peterson to his right. We got a receiver split out way to the left. Calls the snap count. Snap, hands the ball to Peterson again to the right side. He rolls around there and gets knocked out of bounds, but not until he picks up about 9 yards and a first down, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. We will be back in 1 minute here. You're listening to KTNC Radio.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Raymond Central High School. 41-6, our score. Raymond Central on top. 12 fresh minutes on the clock. We move to fourth quarter action once again. Here's Tom Bartek.
First down here for Raymond Central at the Falls City 37-yard line. Stover back in the shotgun. Calls the snap. Rolls left. going to keep it himself around the left side there. Picks up a nice block on the outside. Big tackle there. Boy, that's a big collision on that sideline there, Randy.
Caleb Zolkowski there to make the tackle for the Tigers.
Looks like Zolkowski then kind of took a few steps and then went down. That was a pretty good pop along that
sideline.
Might have
got the wind knocked out of him here. That was a pretty big-time collision. Nobody going over to check on him.
Yeah.
I would expect the trainers here from now the
coming
Fall
across.
City coaching staff has to come all the way across the field. He's right in front of the Raymond Central bench. We're going to step aside and take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Caleb Zolkowski was the Tiger shaken up on the play. The good news is he's getting up and trotting off the field under his own steam. I think he probably just had the wind knocked out of him. It was quite a collision here on the near sideline when he came up to make that tackle. And good to see him trotting off to the far sideline under his own power. I think he's okay.
Sure is. We don't need to have any injuries. No team wants to have injuries in the last game of the season.
The fourth quarter, the last game of the year, this is that time of the year when all the basketball coaches just hold their breath.
They sure do, Randy. All right, we've got first down and 10 now at the 28-yard line of the Tigers. We got a new quarterback, it looks like, back there now. Let me pick
eight.
Up the number. Is that number eight?
Yes.
And 20 handing, getting the ball. Let's see. So carrying the ball was Tucker Matulka, a freshman. And that quarterback now is number, you said, eight, would be Wyatt Jelinek there, quarterback.
Jackson Strauss on the tackle on the play for the Tigers. Strauss makes the stop.
Picks up 5 yards on the play. We got second down and five at the Tigers' 23-yard line. Fifth signals in from the sideline there. The coach is signaling the play. Back in the backfield again is
they're over here looking
Wyatt
for the mouthpiece from the player from the earlier play is what they're doing.
Wyatt Jelinek's going to take the snap here in shotgun formation there. We had receiver split left and right. Hands the ball off to number 20 who carried the ball. That is Tucker Matulka again, and he gets about a 2-yard gain. Going to bring up third down and about 3 yards for Raymond Central.
Bottom of the pile, Stephen Fields on the tackle. Fields there to make the initial hit before getting help from some other defenders.
Well, third and three, Randy. 10:20 left in the game here in the fourth. Raymond Central breaks the huddle. Matulka, the running back, and Jelinek, quarterback.
Feel for you, my friend. A lot of clean jerseys out there.
Calls the snap. Jelinek gets the ball, hands the ball off again to Matulka around the left side, but boy, he goes nowhere. He's thrown for a loss.
No place for Matulka to run on that one because waiting for him was Stephen Fields once again. Fields is a big athletic kid. He moves well in there defensively, and he got over to the ball carrier in a hurry to make the stop that time.
He goes both ways the whole game, Randy, it seems like. Plays a lot of downs for Falls City.
And stands there with his arms folded after every play. It must just be a habit, but
it is.
He just folds his arm like, I'll just wait here till you guys are ready to do something else, you know?
Yeah. Fourth down and about 6 yards to go for Raymond Central, and they're going to go for it. Jelinek calls the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls right, and he's going to go around the right side there, cuts back up the middle, and I believe they're going to knock him short. They are going to mark him short, of about 2 yards short of the first down, so the Tigers are going to take over first down at the Raymond Central 20-yard line.
Jackson Strauss on the tackle. He had help once again from Stephen Fields to make that stop for Fall City short of the first down yardage. Well, so now with 9 minutes to play and a running clock, the Tigers trailing 41-6. Fall City will take over the football. They'll begin the drive first and 10, their own 20-yard line. The ball is spotted on the hash mark in from the east side as Fall City moves from our left to right from north to south.
Looks like we still got Sells in a quarterback there. Wilcox and Overding split out to the right. Hollins in the backfield. Hands the ball off to Hollins around the left tackle there. Makes a move. Makes a few people there and then finally gets corralled, but not till he picks up about 8 yards.
Hollins ran over a couple of defenders before finally dragging him down was Reed Otto. Otto, not a big kid at all, just a sophomore, and he took a pretty good shot in the process of making that tackle.
I think Raymond Central's starting to substitute a little more freely here. Going to be second down and two now for the Tigers.
Seniors coming off the field to big hugs from their head coach here, Coach Cobza.
Sells calls the snap. Hell, Holland, somebody went the wrong way there. He ends up keeping the ball and just going around the left tackle. Going to be a short gain. Maybe pick up one, going to bring up third down and about a long one for the Tigers.
Obvious miscommunication there in the backfield. Somebody zigged when they should have zagged. Making the tackle was Philip Karpov. Karpov made the solo stop that time for the Mustangs.
Third down and one for Falls City. 7:40 left in the fourth quarter. Under center is Sells. Calls a snap. Going to just do a quarterback sneak. And
he got it.
I don't see any flags. It looks like we're going to go first down here for Falls City. Enough to pick up the first down. Going to get to the Falls City 31-yard line.
Preston Lubisher made the initial contact. We're starting to call some names we haven't seen before in here defensively.
You got more coming in, too, Randy.
Tucker Matoka comes onto the field. I got one player here wearing zero that didn't even make the roster.
First down and 10 for Falls City at their own 31. There's a snap. Hands off to Hollins around the left side. Yeah, very little running room there for Daniel Hollins there. I'd say no gain on that play.
Good defensive pursuit as we've been seeing all evening here. Out of the Mustangs, leading the stop that time for Raymond Central was Wyatt Jelinek. He's only a freshman, and he made a solo tackle there.
Second down now and 10 for the Tigers. They haven't put in, don't have a whole lot of spares over on that sideline to Falls City. They've been kind of bit by a little injury bug with some people there. So a lot of their starters are still in the ball game. Sells back at the shotgun, two receivers split right. There's the snap, fakes the handoff to Holland. He's looking for somebody, tucks the ball up, tries to get away, but going to get thrown for a big loss there.
Hollins will be tackled there by Logan Jelinek, a junior linebacker. Jelinek with a solo stop. On the ball carrier, back inside the 25. Meanwhile, our clock continues to near the six-minute mark now. 6:05 and running. Again, the score, if you're checking in with us, 41-6. Raymond Central leading Falls City. We've got a running clock with a 35-point lead.
7-yard loss on that play, Randy. Going to bring up third down now and 17 for the Tigers.
We do invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show. We will give you a wrap-up, talk about some of the seniors playing their final game tonight in a Tiger uniform, as well as a scoring recap of the second half.
Sells back in the backfield. Oberding and Holland's back there with him. Fakes a handoff, rolls right, looking for a receiver. Throws the ball out, and going to be an incomplete pass there, trying to hit Frederick here on the sideline.
Over on the defensive coverage was Tavian Johnson, another freshman in there in the defensive secondary. Johnson doing a pretty good job of staying with the Tiger receiver. A lot of seniors over here on the sideline going out on a winning note. They've had kind of a tough year, too. They came in here 3-5 on the year. They'll finish at 4-5 after tonight, but their coach, I noticed, giving some kids some hugs when they come to the sideline. Obvious seniors leaving the field for the last time.
Fourth down and 17. Wilcox back to punt the ball. There's a snap. He's going to get the ball off. Not the best kick there for him. It looks like they're going to mark that out at the Falls City. And he's still walking about the 43-yard line there for Raymond Central. Well, they'll take over first and 10.
So the clock with 4:34 to go. Timeout's going to be taken here by Raymond Central. We'll step aside and take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Welcome to today's episode of The Three Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Raymond Central High School. Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek with you. Glad to have you tuned in tonight to KTNC. The Falls City Tigers trailing here 41-6. 4 minutes, 34 seconds to play with timeout taken on the field. Raymond Central is going to put a looks like mostly a second-team offense out there now. I don't see very many familiar numbers that we've been watching.
Wow. It still looks like they've got, let's see. Now we've got an Isaac Frederickson. Is that who we got back there? Quarterback, Randy?
We'll pick it up
when we see a number. Aaron shotgun. There's the snap. Hands the ball out to Matulka around the left side, but he's going to get stopped for about a two-yard loss.
You're starting quarterbacks back in the ballgame.
Was he really? Stover's back in there?
That's who took that snap.
I see. Let's see. Then number 8 back there? We'll get it here on this next one. Now that I see a few. I think that's going to be White.
Stover's over here
there.
Now.
Yep. Matulka back there is a receiver, and Jelinek back as the quarterback in the shotgun. Second down and about 12 for the Mustang. There's the snap. Hands the ball off to Matulka around the right tackle. Going to get picked up about 4 yards on that play for Mustang.
Matulka greeted over there by Kellen McAfee, 185-pound senior, playing his final game in a Tiger uniform. McAfee made the solo stop right there.
Third down and 8 now for Raymond Central. 333 and running here.
This is a young Fall City roster. Not a lot of seniors on it. There's going to be a lot of kids back next year that were part of this campaign. They're going to finish at 1-8 on the season. Not a big success in terms of wins and losses, but a lot of good experience gained by some young ball players.
We've got a new running back there, number 33, looks like Hunter Sykes there back there with Jelinek. And he's getting behind Jelinek, getting lined up right. Jelinek calls the snap. We got a penalty flag, though, first. We got a procedure penalty going to go against the Mustangs. A lot of new faces coming in. You got to expect that.
Yeah, we'll try and ID some more of these players getting into the game for Raymond Central. Trotting onto the field, I think, for the first time tonight is Elijah Ehlers. He's just a sophomore coming out onto the field.
Third down and 15. Tigers are also putting a few new faces in the game. Third down, 13 yards to go here. 2:50 left in this game.
Got a defensive cornerback over here on the near side now, Cade Cottle, a freshman in the ballgame.
We got Jelinek back in there with backfield with Hunter Sykes as the running back. Calls the snap. Oh, it's a high snap, but he's able to corral it. Sykes takes the ball around the left side there, looking for room. And going to pick up maybe 3-4 yards on that. Going to bring up fourth down now for Raymond Central.
Jackson Strauss over there to lead the tackle. Also in on the stop for the Tigers that time was Kellen McAfee once again.
Fourth down and about 8 yards to go for Raymond Central.
Clock nearing 2 minutes to go here. 2:09 with a running clock here in the fourth quarter. 41-6 your score. Raymond Central on top.
Looks like they're going to line up, punt the ball here. They're at the Fall City 41-yard line. Still running some players on the field, trying to get enough here for the punt team. Calling the snap. There's the snap. It's a good snap. Corral. There's the punt. Bag calling a fair catch is Strauss there at his own 10-yard line. Fall City will take over at their own 10-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go here. Minute 37 and running.
Here they come. You're going to see I think you're going to see a whole new offense out here.
Yeah, lots of new faces.
Let's try and pick some of those up. Well, a couple of players are still on the field, but Brock Neatfeld, a freshman, is in the line out there. Let's see who else is lining up. Derek Helmick's out there.
Helmick's there. Still got Fields out there.
Kemper Foster, he's on the field.
Yeah, looks like Sells coming back in again there, running into play. I just don't think they have a whole lot of spares over there, Randy.
We're down to 1 minute to go in this ball game. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll take a two-minute break and come back when the game is over and We'll acknowledge some of these seniors playing their final game in a Fall City Tiger uniform tonight, and we'll give you a scoring recap of the second half scoring in this ballgame.
Tigers break the huddle, first and 10 from their own 10-yard line, 45 seconds left here in the game. Sells back, calling the snap, hands the ball off to Frederick up the middle. He picks up about 3 yards and gets thrown down.
Met in the middle there on the stop by Raymond Central's Isaiah Shadden, first time we've called his name tonight.
They may run one more play here, and then again, they may not get one more off here, Randy.
Well,
looks like they're going
to
break the huddle here.
This will be the final snap of Fall City's 2022 football campaign coming up.
Sells back in the shotgun. Calls the snap. They're looking for a receiver. Throws the ball deep, trying to hit Strauss. And it's overthrown there. And that's going to end our ball game here. Final score, 41 for Raymond Central Mustangs and 6 for the Falls City Tigers.
We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our postgame show. That's coming up right after this 2-minute break. You've been listening to Falls City Tigers football on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day, starting at 8 a.m.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Raymond Central High School. Your final score this evening, the Raymond Central Mustangs defeating the Falls City Tigers 41-6, your final. It was 34-6 at halftime. Most of the scoring in this game took place before the intermission. The only touchdown scored in the entire second half came with 7:34 to play in the third period, a 7-yard touchdown run by Kyle Peterson that capped off a 6-play, 65-yard drive. Stover, the quarterback, who's also the place kicker, kicked the extra point in addition to a couple of field goals, one from 25 yards out and one from 30 yards out back in the second quarter. And our final score, 41-6, Raymond Central with the win. The Mustangs finish the season at 4-5 on the year, and the Falls City Tigers wrap up their season at 1-8. We want to acknowledge the seniors for Falls City playing their final game tonight in a Tiger uniform. Jackson Strauss, a senior, Kellen McAfee, Stephen Fields, and Jonathan Craig, who wasn't able to play tonight but was out there on the field supporting his teammates. Thanks to those young men for the 4 years they put into the Tiger football program. It's a young team out there. They picked up a lot of experience. In terms of win and losses, you look at the record time, you say, well, they're 1-8, not a good year. There was a good effort.
A good effort
from the kids. First-year head coach Jack Bangert got everything from these kids that he could ask for. They gave him a good effort week in and week out. They showed up to play every Friday night. And you can't ask for much more than that.
A lot of freshmen and sophomores playing here. That'll bode well for next year for them, I think, Randy.
Well, that's going to show up because we're seeing that right now over at Johnson Brock, Tom. They had kids that got pushed into the thrown into the fire when they were freshmen because of injuries. Now they're juniors and seniors, and they're having a lot of success. And we can hope the same thing can happen and transpire here for the Falls City Tigers. In any event, the final score tonight, once again, 41-6, Raymond Central over the Falls City Tigers. I want to remind everyone that, of course, there's no Nebraska football tomorrow, but we will have Kansas City Chiefs football on Sunny 101.3 Sunday afternoon as the Chiefs take on the San Francisco 49ers. Our next high school football broadcast that we know of for sure, I'll be working next Friday afternoon over on Sunny 101.3. We're going to stretch the Sunny 101.3 microphone cords all the way across the state of Nebraska out to Benkelman, clear out near the Colorado border. The Johnson-Brock Eagles will be on the road taking on Dundee County Stratton in Benkelman. That is a 3:30 Central Time kickoff. I've already had people ask me about the time zone. It's 3:30 our time. Pre-game will begin at 3:10 Friday afternoon with a 3:30 kickoff live from Benkelman. Blaine Behrens is going to be joining me for that broadcast. He's the public address announcer for Johnson-Brock, and he's got a little special interest with some family playing football for the Eagles. So Blaine will join me for that one. We invite you to be with us for that coming up next Friday afternoon, 3:30 kickoff over on Sunny. As far as the other games being played next Friday, we'll figure that out and let you know just as soon as we make a determination as to who we'll be following coming up on Friday. So, your final thoughts here, Tom.
Did you announce that Mount City score there?
We did not. The final on that one, Rockport defeating Mount City tonight, 16-14, I believe was the final, you said. 18-14. Rockport over Mount City. That was the game that was heard tonight over on Sunny 101.3. 18-14, the Rockport Blue Jays over Mount City. Your final thoughts on this one?
It was a beautiful night for a game, and it was a pleasure doing it with you, Randy. It's the first time hooking up with you this season here, so it was a pleasure working with you.
All right, so that's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football for Tom Barczyk here in the broadcast booth and Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score tonight, the Raymond Central Mustangs 41 and the Fall City Tigers 6. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
While you work, we play the greatest hits on 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, KTNC Fall City.